Listening Library presents Alchemy and Maggie Swan by Karen Cushman. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed. Carl Jung. 1573. After the accession of Elizabeth I to the throne of England, but afore London's first theatre and Shakespeare. Chapter 1.
Ye toads and vipers, the girl said, as her granny often had. Ye toads and vipers! And she snuffled a great snuffle that echoed in the empty room. She was alone in the strange, dark, cold, skinny house. The carter, who had trundled her to London between baskets of cabbages and sacks of flour, had gone home to his porridge and his beer. The flop-haired boy in the brown doublet, who had shown her a straw-stuffed pallet to sleep on, had left for his own lodgings. And the tall, peevish-looking man, who had called her to London but did not want her, had wrapped his disappointment around him like a cloak, and disappeared up the dark stairway. Fie upon him! Fie upon them all! She was alone, with no one to sustain and support her. Not even Louise, her true and only friend, who had fallen asleep in the back of the cart and been overlooked. Belike Louise was on her way back out of the town with the carter, leaving the girl here frightened and hungry and alone. Ye toads and vipers! What was she to do? She sat shivering on a stool as unsteady as her humour, and tears left shining.